Then she wrote to her mom.
2. Mom. Subject, Paris. Hi, Mom. I had a good sleep. I can't wait to see Dad, but I'm really nervous about meeting the others. My hands are shaking. Gotta go. Love, Cat.
The seatbelt sign went on. Cat turned off the laptop and put it away. She closed her eyes and breathed deeply to try to calm down. With a bump and a loud roar, the big airplane touched down. Cat was in Paris! There was a big crowd in the arrival hall.
Katrina! Katrina! Cat!
She easily spotted her father through the crowd. He looked very handsome. Next to him stood a tall, beautiful woman with dark hair and honey-colored skin. Her daughters looked just like her. Immediately, Cat felt uncool. They looked like models. Cat's dad ran over and gave her a big hug, lifting her right off her feet.
How I've missed you!
He said as he gave her a big kiss.
Cat, this is Monica,
her father said.
Hello, Katrina. I'm so happy to meet you, said Monica.
She smiled warmly and kissed Cat on both cheeks in the European way.
And these are my daughters, Lydia and Sol.
Hi,
said Cat shyly. The two girls looked at each other. Finally, the older one, Lydia, took Kat's hand and gave it a quick shake.
Hi,
she said coolly. Saul did the same, but with a little shy smile, as if to apologize for her sister's unfriendliness.
Come on then, let's go,
said Kat's dad.
Let's show Kat the hotel.
The hotel was old and very beautiful. It was right in the center of Paris, within walking distance of the Louvre. Cat shared a big room with the two girls. They were polite, but they didn't seem very friendly. At dinner, the girls each had a small glass of wine. Cat was surprised, but her father didn't say anything, except to ask if she wanted some too. She tried it, but it tasted strange. Kind of sour and sweet, and it made her sleepy.
I think everyone's tired. Let's have an early night so we're ready for tomorrow,
said her dad.
2. Amy Lee. Subject, Paris. Hi, Amy. We all slept late today. Then we went out for breakfast. We walked along the bank of the river and then across a bridge to a cafe. We had a yummy breakfast of coffee and croissants. The cafe au lait is great and they give you a huge cup, almost like a bowl. It's like living in a postcard or a movie. Over there is the Eiffel Tower. We're going there later. Down that way is Notre Dame Cathedral. Sol is very nice. I like Monica too, and Dad is really happy. It does make me feel weird though when they hold hands. Lydia is kind of mean. She's hardly said two words to me. Love, Cat. YBFITW.
On Monday, Kat wrote to Amy again.
2. Amy Lee. Subject, Paris. Hi, Amy. We went to the Louvre today. It was fantastic. We spent the whole day there. I need weeks, not days. I took my notebook and did lots of drawings. I saw Da Vinci's Mona Lisa and the Venus de Milo, a beautiful ancient Greek statue, and so much more. I feel inspired. I could paint and paint. I also feel Lydia is watching me closely. Her eyes are on me all day. When I talk, she listens, but she hardly speaks to me. Sol is being nice, but I can tell she's nervous that Lydia will be angry with her if she's too friendly. What is Lydia's problem? Poor Dad and Monica. They're just hoping that we'll all get along. Love, Cat. YBFITW.
That night, they went out to a very expensive, elegant French restaurant. The girls got all dressed up for the occasion. They felt very glamorous. Their waiter was so unfriendly that it was very funny. He refused to speak any English, and soon Saul and Kat were making jokes about it. The menu was all in French, and Saul helped Kat order. They laughed the whole time, and by the end of the meal, they were becoming great friends. Back in the room, the girls got ready for bed.
Wow, you guys go to bed so late. My mom usually makes me go to bed by 10 o'clock,
said Kat.
Kids from Spain are used to going to bed late. In the summer, we have a siesta after lunch. It's just too hot to do anything else except nap, especially in Malaga,
said Saul.
That sounds great. The only good thing about going to bed early is that Mom makes me hot chocolate first,
said Kat.
Enough about your mother, Katrina,
Lydia shouted suddenly.
Why are you always talking about her?
Kat was completely shocked. She didn't know what to say. Saul didn't say anything, but she looked really embarrassed.